For this wonderful place, for all the people who came up with the idea of a garden to celebrate Boys Brigade, for the men and women who designed and planned the garden. We pray that we remember this garden is given for all the Boys Brigade, both present and past. Thank you for all the people who have given time and money to make this a very special place. May we find peace and friendship here, and remember that this garden is given to the Boys' Brigade, and let us look after and respect this garden with the honour that it deserves. We pray that Jesus will always remain our anchor. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song.
As we come today to celebrate the inauguration and dedication of this magnificent memorial. The mantle of Christ in this world and in this place is laid upon our shoulders. We are now the ones whose task of building the church and the kingdom of the Lord seems so overpoweringly colossal. But we have the prophet's very real assurance of strength and comfort from on high to help us to overcome all obstacles, the great and the terrifying not excluded. If we take the opportunity to pause today and take stock, it seems clear that those who care intensely for God's purposes on this earth have always been relatively small in number, and our very fewness tends to sap our resolve and make us wonder whether it is all worthwhile. Well, at such moments, it is a source of tremendous encouragement to remind ourselves that in every age, right up to our own, it has been God's way to initiate vast movements by laying his cause on the consciences of a tiny minority, and by time, marvelously multiplying them. So we dare not despise the day of small things. The genuinely vital church or company or battalion in our day may appear a pitifully small thing, and all too often it tends to suffer from an inferiority complex. Let us look to the rock from which we were hewn, to the little circle of the disciples, to whom our Lord did not hesitate to entrust a mission to the whole world.
Jesus Christ, I dedicate this memorial garden to the glory of God and declare it to be set apart to be God's acre for the Boys' Brigade in this place. May it be an ongoing, beautiful focus for mind, eye, and heart for all who will come here and pass this way, and a permanent reminder of all who through the brigade have been not only good colleagues and friends, but who have seen and been in their generation lights in the world, in whose lives countless young lads have seen reflections of our God's great goodness and love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.